Thousands of people have signed a petition in the South calling for a ban on men being able to rate and review women online they've paid to sleep with. The website also reviews women working as prostitutes in Northern Ireland. On the website, men can log in to find a woman they want to pay sex for. They want to pay for sex. Following the appointment, they can then leave a review in which they rate various aspects of the experience out of 5 stars. They can also describe the encounter in graphic detail and whether the sex was to their satisfaction and value for money. Some of the comments are too graphic to broadcast, but here are some that we can tell you. Things like, she was largely unresponsive. There was no life in her. She was disinterested. She was looking up at the ceiling in disgust. I've been speaking to Laura Watson from the English Collective of Prostitutes and the journalist Niamh Horan, who began by giving me her thoughts.
First of all, I think it's very sad that a woman is going to come on the phone to defend this. But I would say the only good thing about it is that it highlights a lack of consent and that these girls are unwilling, enthusiastic and unresponsive. I'm sure Laura is going to come on and talk about, you know, well, this, you know, it's a service like anybody else and the women are empowered and all of that stuff. We've heard it all before. And yeah, I can see where she's coming from as well. So even if you want to look at it in a real brass tack sense, right, taking the emotion out of it, I don't think that you can logically or rationally try and race these women in terms of sex if that's what you're going to be very cold about it, because it's not real sex in the way that it can be graced. I mean, it's financial and transaction is not an agreement that they promise to enjoy it or that they even want to be there, which is clear from the comments that they don't. So, I mean, great sex, especially for women now, Stephen, you have to remember, it requires trust and feeling that you're safe. It requires a real connection with the person, that your mind is in a good place. And these women are, and these men seem to forget it. They seem very emotionally unevolved, or they seem very immature, that they don't realise that they must be the sex, first of all, they're strangers. They might be the second or third person on the day that they've met, maybe 4 or 5. They're doing it week in, week out. It could be years. And it's purely a physical act. And so, I mean, they forget that they're dealing with human beings, not robots. And more than likely, they're probably the third customer in the night. So you can imagine why these women have to put themselves into that emotional space to literally even just get through the act so they can get money and go home.
Laura?
Well, I think you have to ask the sex workers involved would obviously be the first thing, which the petition clearly hasn't done. I mean, the comments are obviously very rude and outrageous, and of course we're not defending them, but men are rude about women all the time, and the question is that people should be
You
concerned.
Are defending them, Laura.
Are you going to speak over me? The people should be concerned, feminists should be concerned about what sex workers can do to strengthen their own hand in the situation that they are in and be independent of the organisations like Escort Island and very similar stuff. And frankly, the feminists should be concerned, much more concerned, about the big increases in prostitution all over the country. There's no feminist outrage about that and the benefit cuts and the sanctions that the governments are implementing. And also what the police are saying about sex workers in terms of sex workers' safety, because when sex workers come forward and report this kind of stuff to the police or report violent comments or things that are inciting violence or actual violence to the police say, are you telling me that you're a prostitute? Because if you are, we're going to arrest you. The government has made advertising illegal for sex workers, so you're reliant on those kind of websites to advertise. And if you want workers to have more control, then you must allow workers to operate lawfully. That's what the Sex Workers Alliance of Ireland have said, and we've worked with a number of women who've wanted to complain about these reviews left about them.
Can I just answer that? Okay.
The problem is, no, you can't answer it because you don't know the situation that women in, because you're not asking sex workers themselves.
Hold on, you two. Let me chair
very
this.
Different
hold
if it
on,
was
Laura.
From sex workers themselves.
Right. Hold on, Laura. Hold on. Let me chair this, please. So let's let Niamh respond to that, and then we'll move on to the next point. Go on, Niamh.
just very two points on that. I don't understand why Laura is bringing in the word feminist into this. Laura, this is about humanity, and I don't see any humanity in the way those women are being treated. The second thing I'd say to you about your response about you want women to have a stronger, women who are involved in prostitution to have a stronger hand. I don't see how this gives them a stronger hand in any way, shape or form that men can rate them for a sexual act. I don't see how that gives them a stronger act from 1 to 10. And the third thing I'll say to you is, you telling me that I don't know about this, and Laura, I've heard all the arguments about how women, it's choice, and that how that they can feel empowered by this, and that's fine if you have a woman that will come on and say
I'm
this.
I'm not saying that. I've never said that they're empowered. I haven't said that at all.
You said as well that I didn't understand. Laura, I sat on a wall with prostitutes in Dublin for several different features and talked to them, and they told me every time I get into a car with a man, I don't know if I'm ever going to come home to see my children again.
And did you ask them what they want to do about that? What they want to do,
Laura,
to
I gave
help
you the
them?
Hold on now, Niamh. Let's let Laura respond now.
Situation. Did you ask the women what they thought about what could help them out of that situation, or what they thought might help them be able to report anything that does happen
to
the police without fear of arrest themselves? Did you ask them what help they need to get out if they want to, and what the situation is? I don't think that you're actually interested or in actually the situation that women are in. And the fact is, we're talking about this petition specifically. This petition is calling for the ban of the Escort Island as a result of the reviews that clients are leaving, and sex workers don't want that, because advertising is the way that is your way of earning a living. And frankly, what is your answer? What are the alternatives to prostitution? Yes, if you do want to get out, you absolutely should be entitled to, and there should be all the resources and all the alternatives to get out, but we're not in that situation at the moment. And what you should be doing, and what other women who call themselves feminists should be calling for, is alternatives, and proper alternatives and resources and money in women's hands, so that we don't have to do this in the first place if we don't want to. But you're not doing that. Your answer to the whole problem is to ban advertising. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Okay, let's let Niamh respond now.
Jeepers, can I respond? Laura, I actually think that prostitution should be legalised, and that in the way that it is in Amsterdam, so that women are put in safe places and
the
they
sex
can
workers
hold on
open the business. But what I don't agree with is a platform for advertising that men can rate women about sex. And the second thing I was going to say to you is that they've told me about how they beat them up if they couldn't perform, or say, if I didn't see you, I wouldn't have done this to my wife. And so they've talked about, and I've spoken to Rumaha, the organisation down here that helps get women out of prostitution and into a workplace environment. And they said after years, they're finding it difficult to concentrate and work. They're so used to disassociation in terms of the sexual act. They always have to put their mind somewhere else because they can't be there. It helps them on an emotional level. So when you see guys rating them and saying, oh, they're unwilling, they're unenthusiastic, they're unresponsive, that's what that is. They don't want to be there. That's what they're talking about. They don't sound very willing or enthusiastic.
Okay, Laura's turn now.
That you're talking about.
I'm not quite sure. Do you have a question, or am I just responding generally?
Well, the question clearly, Laura, is that what Niamh is saying to you is that in some of these responses that you're finding online, it is clear that the women don't want to be there.
Yes, that's absolutely true. Many women don't want to be in prostitution and would like to be able to leave, but the resources are not there. But for many women also, it is a decision that you do because the other decisions are so bad, and it is a job where it's possible to earn more money in less time than other jobs if you're on the minimum wage or on a zero-hour contract or whatever it is the alternatives to prostitution. So I think we have to put it in a bit of context and the actual reality of women's lives and what women are up against in terms of survival and living. It's very tough out there at the moment, and prostitution has become a survival strategy as an alternative to other low-paid, long-hour jobs. And of course, there are a lot of jobs that people don't want to be doing. It's not just prostitution. And we want a different society completely, not just the low wages and all the rest of it that we're up against at the moment, or no wages at all. There's a lot of destitution also around at the moment, actual policy of destitution, where asylum seekers in particular are on absolutely no income whatsoever as a government policy. So, you know, what do you expect people to do as an alternative? And it's terrible, but that's the decision a lot of women make. And
Laura, we
want an end to it.
Laura, we will leave it there. Thank you very much. And to you, Niamh. Thank you.